Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. With me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you?
Morning, Neil. Nice to chat again.
Thanks for your time. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about interest rates and the fact that they're at the lowest level since 1860, at least. And we said that interest rates on fixed rate home loans have now turned the corner and we might start to see them rise again. I heard the Commonwealth Bank's raised its fixed rates again last week.
Yes, it did. For example, the five-year fixed rate with the CBA now, back in mid-year, it was about 2.69% per annum, and it's now up to 3.39% per annum. So that's quite a big increase.
Yes, indeed. But no increase in the rates paid to bank depositors just yet.
Oh, no, Neil, no, there hasn't been. And it might be quite a while yet before those rates do go up. They will eventually, of course, but the RBA says it's going to be 2024 and the fixed interest markets are betting on probably late next year. But the rate rises won't be rapid either. They'll just creep up gradually over several years.
So the low rates will be a continuing problem for people with savings in the bank for some time. And I suppose there'll be people retiring this Christmas who are wondering just how they might earn enough to live on.
Yes, I guess there will be, although during the COVID era, people seem to have been putting off important decisions like retiring and waiting for normal to return. They haven't been able to go anywhere or do anything different like travel in Australia or overseas, so why not stay at work?
Yeah, maybe some are staying at work because of the interest rates being so low. Fortunately, though, super balances of those who are retiring at Christmas should look fairly healthy. Financial markets have been quite strong recently.
Yes, they have, Neil. And, of course, the compulsory super system's been running for nearly 20 years now, so that's built the balances up. But generating income to live on will certainly be a challenge for new retirees. Interest is unlikely to be a major source of income for some time for anyone, I guess. You do sometimes see ads in the press for high-paying fixed-interest investments, but they carry higher risk than bank deposits. In some cases, there can be a real risk of permanent loss of capital. You also see ads for property trusts, and they can be good, reliable source of income, but they can be illiquid at times of business stress if a lot of people want their money out at the same time.
Okay, most people use their super to start retirement pension plans, don't they? So how do they work?
Yes, Neil, account-based pensions are the most popular retirement income choice. They can provide a reliable income at the rate the retiree needs, and they can invest in a wide range of different areas, cash, fixed interest, shares, property, here and overseas. The investment earnings are not the same amount as is paid to the retiree. The income and capital growth varies up and down and can be more or less than what is paid to the retiree, but the regular payment amount provides a steady, reliable income in good times and bad.
And if the earnings are more than the amount being paid out, the balance increases, while if the earnings are less than the pension payments, the balance decreases.
Yes, that's right, Neil. That's how it works. But importantly, rents, dividends and capital gains can provide much higher total returns than fixed deposits. Another advantage is that account-based pensions are entirely tax-free. There's no tax on the earnings in the fund, nor on the pension payments going to the retiree.
Now, future returns from things like property and shares are unknown, of course, unlike fixed deposits.
Yes, that's right. Account-based pensions can invest in property and shares in Australia and overseas, cash and fixed interest, and retirees can choose a broad mix of all asset types or focus on investing in specific areas. They can choose conservative or balanced or growth. Values will fluctuate, but if investors can learn to live with the variations, they'll do well over the long run. It's a bit like, you know, living with the variations in life generally, good times and bad.
Yeah, indeed. Now, if people are retiring at the end of the year, are there things they should be doing before they retire to improve their position?
Well, there could be, yes, such as maybe doing catch-up, extra catch-up superannuation contributions. So I suppose get professional advice is probably the best step. And then when they retire, it'll be a matter of choosing a suitable mix of underlying investments, including some defensive options for when there's a market downturn.
Indeed. Thank you, Russell.
Thanks, Neil.
And Russell Tim is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.